How do you tell a woman whose husband abandoned her and their children 58 months earlier that you found his obituary online? Would Marcy Wagner be relieved? I didn't think so. When she hired me to locate him after the Greenfield Police Department found no evidence of foul play and closed the missing persons case, I did all that any private investigator would do to find him. Interviews at the middle school where he taught, and with the neighbors and the police investigators, as well as repetitive online searches for credit reports, DMV and court records, and even fishing and hunting license applications. No one had anything but praise for Hank Wagner. They described him as solid, reliable, good with the kids, and particularly strong in helping those with math deficits. He was a late and only child whose parents were deceased, with no other blood relatives, so that avenue was a dead end. Although Marcy told me Hank was a good husband and loving father, and his colleagues described him as reliable and well-liked by both staff and students, I considered him a weasel. How else can a man who cleaned out the family's bank accounts and left his wife with few resources to raise their three young children be viewed? But after monthly contact with Marcy, I ran searches for Hank every month and usually only charged her for one out of three. I had a fairly good reading on her. The news would hit her hard. The cold seeped into the car. I gathered my briefcase and purse and stepped out. Greenfield was a lower to middle class suburb of under 40,000 on the southwest edges of Milwaukee, heavily populated by people who wanted to escape the urban school system. The bungalow style house fit the neighborhood. Marcy came to the door looking cheerful. "Come in, Angie." She took my coat and we settled on a plump cushioned sofa in the small living room. "Before you tell me why you're here, would you like some decaf?" She gestured to a carafe and cups on the coffee table. When the pouring was done, I set my cup down and removed Hank's death certificate and obituary from my briefcase. "I'm afraid I wasn't entirely honest with you earlier. I didn't want to tell you this over the phone." I took her hand in mine. "My new intern, Bobby Russell, ran the usual searches for Hank today. I'm sorry, Marcy. Hank died a couple of weeks ago on December 29th in a Stevens Point nursing home." The color leached from her face, and as she started to tremble, I took her cup and placed it on the table. She stared at me and whispered, "He's dead? Hank is dead? How?" I handed her the death certificate. "Original Certificate of Death, Henry James Wagner, male. Pronounced dead December 29, 2016, 3:15 a.m., age 42, DOA, from nursing home, hospital, or nursing home, Padua Manor. Marital status, never married. Manner of death, natural. Immediate cause, liver failure, cirrhosis. Funeral service licensee, Figs Funeral Home." "Liver failure," I said. Marcy's eyes went wide. "Hank didn't drink or smoke. He was only 42. How would he get cirrhosis? And why didn't he call me? I would have helped him, even after what he did. He didn't have to die alone." She began to cry, softly at first, then louder and harder. I put my arms around her and held her until she quieted, and then handed her a tissue from my purse. With a gulp, she sat back, wiped her eyes, and blew her nose. Then she took a slow sip from her coffee cup. It had to be lukewarm by now, but it seemed to steady her. "I always thought he'd come back, Angie. That one day he'd get in touch and come home and tell me why he left. That he'd ask to be part of the family again. That I'd let him." Her eyes held so much sadness, so much want. "He was a good husband, a good father, a good man. I never understood how he could walk out the way he did in the middle of the day, before his classes were even over. That wasn't Hank. That wasn't the kind of man he was." She took a ragged breath. "Now I'll never know. Unless, was there a letter?" "I don't know." I took a deep breath and pointed to the marital status on the paper she held. "The death certificate lists him as never married. I'll call the nursing home and funeral director tomorrow morning.